All this week, we're talking with performers who will be in Atlanta this weekend for the Shaky Knees Music Festival. One of those performers is Fantastic Negrito. The soulful artist was the first ever winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. And we spoke with Fantastic Negrito earlier this week.
There's only one Fantastic Negrito in the world, and I am here in Oakland, California. I think that music probably came a little bit late for me. I was about 17. Now, I really always loved that early Prince work. And Prince, well, I was reading that he just taught himself. So I said, well, if that's good enough for Prince, it's good enough for me. So I would go and I would sneak into the piano rooms at UC Berkeley, just pose as a student. You know, I had sideburns. Well, that time, you know, this was the hustling era in the Bay Area, so it was a lot about, you know, women and selling drugs. I mean, that's what you did. That's what was going on. A lot of street culture. It was thick and it was abundant. If you were young, especially if you were a young black male in Oakland, that's what you were singing and talking about. And that's what was around me. And I think it was pretty traumatic, you know, in a sense, you know, especially the proliferation of, back then it was crack cocaine. It was pretty traumatic because you saw whole neighborhoods going down like the Titanic. You saw communities dissolving. And probably too young to really understand what it was, but you knew that it was just traumatic. I think we have like a responsibility always to be the tellers of truth, you know, because, you know, politicians won't do it and people can be bought off so easily. And so I tend to write about what's going on in my environment. The last days of Oakland.
The Black Panther.
So much happening. The end of something.
Crack cocaine.
And the beginning of something. I think, like I wrote The Last Days of Oakland, I wrote about how I felt about that, how Oakland was a changed city, not changing, but changed. And some people that are born in Oakland or San Francisco, they may grow up and not be able to afford to even live in their own hometown. And these things need to be addressed. You know, the Bay Area, we are an edgy tribe, but that's why I describe us. I like Rant Rushmore. That's one of my favorite songs to play off the album. It's very provocative, and people kind of misunderstand it sometimes, and I guess as an artist, I get a kick out of that. That's what we're here for. If it's not uncomfortable a little bit, then I don't really know what it is. Most of my fear sitting right here with you for the rest of my
your mamas and your daddies played and abused.
So, you know, Rant Rushmore, I know it's a song about love. I always call it the dark side of love. It's a side of love that is not popular in film. It's a side of love that's, it's not really romantic, but it's very real. Like, unconditional love. Like, I learned it from being the survivor of a 3-week coma and losing my playing ability in my hands, is that I really learned that the people that stuck around, and I mean, that was love. There was nothing in it for them. And that was so profound to me. Well, I was just getting back into it, and I was a bit of a street performer because I had walked away from music for 5 years. Really had no interest. I didn't have anything to say. And then when I started finding that I may have something to contribute, because for me, at this point in my life, that's what it was really about. Like, man, if you're gonna do it, you have to be a contributor. I think when I won Tiny Desk, which was unexpected, it just kind of put that trajectory on steroids. And I'm very grateful to Bob Boylan for shining the light on me and just understanding what I was trying to contribute.
There's a bird at my window, she watches it all.
Every time someone asks me about Fantastic Negrito, I'm going to say the names of those kings who were so innovative and died broke. But they were so innovative and contributed so much to the world that we live in now. And I felt it was my responsibility, since they inspired me, I would say their names. And I will keep saying their names every time people ask me about Fantastic Negrito. And it's really just a celebration of Black roots music and this culture that came out of misery, that came out of slavery and sharecropping. And then this music, out of this darkness came this bright light. And that's kind of what, how the way I see life, is that out of a lot of misery and darkness can come such beauty.
I try to hide in the hole, there's a hole in my head. I broke clean off feathers, now she's sick in my bed.
Musician Fantastic Negrito, he will perform at the Shaky Knees Festival in Atlanta this Saturday at 5:45 p.m.
Won't heal her scars, it's an game to me. I live dangerously.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.